Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
I have a lot of information that we need to convey to the listener.
Okay, great. Love
in
it.
A welcoming but also entertaining fashion. Okay, here's the deal, Maysoon. There's some kind of concert that's going on.
There's so many concerts.
And it already happened.
Hey,
so we're gonna move on.
I love those kinds of concerts. It's so late, you don't even have to worry about going. Isn't that kind of nice?
We get nothing but notices from Montalvo and Jack Fisher. Jack Fisher's got
to
show up.
Do we need to solicit people that we actually want to hear from? Do we need to send a little list out, a little email?
I think,
hey, we'd love to hear about your programs. Send us info,
We
please.
Need to get out there with the little hat that says press on it and all that.
I'm gonna send an email out this week.
To whom?
I was thinking Slash.
Maysoon, if you send, I will give you $10.
I don't
if
need
you
money,
send
girl.
Email out. Do you know how many things you were supposed to check into?
Yes, of course I do. So many. I was
the
thinking Slash would be nice.
Yeah, we need to get in touch with Slash.
I'd like
we
for
should
Slash
have those
to tell
folks
us about
on the show.
On.
They're kind of in the driver's seat of good stuff to see right
I
now.
I think so. I think they're winning.
I mean, I hate to like rank everybody, but I will.
You're like, but I'm going to anyhow.
I just feel like there's been a little shakeup and now Slash is on top.
Slash is on top for sure. Slash I would like to top. Hear from more like, are there weird underbed galleries going on these days? Do we know of any? I'd love to hear about some of those. Like, I'd love for those places to let us know what's going on.
Well, your mood gallery is kind of a little cubbyhole.
What do you know about my mood? Nothing.
I
know.
It's called
I'm
your
being
mood.
A dummy.
I think it's run by Selby Sohn.
Do you have their email address? Can you give it to me right now?
I sure do. Well, I fucking run into Selby every 5 minutes.
I'm
going to
send them
Piedmont
an official email from Congratulations and Pine Tree. Yeah.
Okay, for the listeners that might not be completely plugged into what we're talking about, Slash is a gallery over in the Dog Patch.
Come on, you don't explain what Slash is? Get out of here.
Is that the Dog Patch or Potrero Hill?
Like, that's just over there.
It's in a neighborhood. Well, what if these people have never been to San Francisco?
It's off of 3rd Street in San Francisco. That's all you got to know. Don't worry.
It's a contemporary art gallery, and I'm talking contemporary like hot off the fucking press.
They've
they
got
are
some weird
on
ass shit going on there, and it's
cutting
the
cutting edge. They're slashing with the cutting edge.
How about the lab? Do we want to hear from the lab, Andrew?
Yeah, we love the lab. Okay. Andrew, you've done a good job.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to put a little shout out for Andrew. Who else do we want to hear from? These are just,
well,
this, we're
right
thinking
now
about people
I'm...
that we don't already, like, actually, we do hear from at the lab a little bit. But, you know, what if Slash Slash probably just, like, sends, like, I don't know, telekinesis messages out to people.
Well, everybody just telekinesis.
Telekinesis? Telepathic? Did I mean telepathic?
Telepathic, yes.
What's telekinesis?
But I like the...
Should we figure that one out?
Telekinesis is moving things with your mind.
Okay, they're sending telekinesis mail. Physical
okay,
mail?
They're moving
Does
the
that work?
Paper around with their mind.
Right.
Okay. I love that for them. Well, right here I'm looking at SF Camera Work. They have an open call for their show Forecast 2025. And, you know, they're over at Fort Mason, which is in the Marina neighborhood.
Yes.
See, we really got to make this show
universal. It's right on the bay.
Universal.
You want to really kind of start talking about locations.
I want to appeal to the out-of-towners.
Why?
Because I recently heard from some folks who live in Chicago that they are going to listen to the show. And so now we have to make it
palatable. No, I'm not doing anything for Chicagoans.
We have to. Mm-mm. You love Chicago.
Nah. I do
go
love
Bears.
Chicago. I'm from Chicago. Work for it, Chicagoans.
And
let's go.
Go Bears.
No
go
way.
Bulls.
Go Bulls.
Are the Bulls still there?
Yeah.
They still
oh
have
my
all their teams.
God.
Not like Oakland where they just strip away everything we've ever had.
So sad.
Anyhow, if you go ahead and apply for this thing over at SF Camera Work, the jurors are Nelson Chan, Nathan Cordova, and Vince Donovan.
I really was convinced you were going to say Nelson Mandela. That was very awkward.
Okay. There's going to be honoraria. They're going to show your work. They're going to give you a free one-year extension of the current SF Camera Work. Oh, you become a member. And the exhibition will be May 30th through August 16th. So get your applications in.
Put
your slides in order. Get your portfolio together. And you better just rock it out. Mag Gallery has started a game night.
Really? Like once a month kind of thing?
It sounds like they're doing it sometimes.
Their space is so small, but I love that they're getting it out, getting it done. So great.
I think I may be mistaken.
No, I think I saw a reference to a game night, but maybe it's just one game night, not like a regular
game. But I'm wondering if game night is actually the title of the show.
Oh.
Have we been misled?
Maybe not misled. Maybe you misread. Ooh.
You think it's not a misled, it's a misread?
I think so. I don't think they're in the habit of misleading.
Maysoon, there's a new show on Netflix. Before I get into Mag Gallery, I want to talk to you very briefly about a new show they've got on Netflix.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Well, but did you watch it? It's called Mo.
That's not new. And yes, I watched it.
Oh, it's not new?
Bitch, I watched it. No. Yes, I watched it a long time ago. It's so good. We're actually going to see Mo this fucking Friday in San Francisco. I cannot wait.
Shut the front door.
I'm shutting the front door. We're totally going. I saw that he was coming to town. I was like, Jimbo, there's my birthday present right there. Let's go see Mo.
People, Maysoon's birthday is on the 18th.
That's correct.
So you gotta fucking get in there. And wish happy birthday.
Get in there. Come on out to Mo Ammer at the Masonic on Friday. Wish me happy birthday. Laugh a lot with Mo.
Yes. Is he a stand-up comedian?
Mo is a Palestinian-American.
Refugee.
There's a series called Mo on Netflix that is really about his experience as a Palestinian-American in Texas, living in Texas, and all the intersections of his life and, you know, the friends and family around him. It's a beautiful. I really, really enjoyed it. It resonated really strongly with me, you know, as a Palestinian American and someone who is like really finds himself like between cultures a lot of the time. It was great. Like there are a lot of things where I was like, oh, that's totally my dad. Like I could totally identify family members, like, you know, in those stories that he's telling, which was really fun.
It's phenomenal. It's very funny. It's extremely well made.
Yeah. And it's also like, I mean, there's a lot of like, it's funny, it's dark, it's sad at times. I mean, there's a lot. I feel like there's a lot going on there.
Yes, Katie was crying when the mom was making the olive oil.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, for sure.
Aw, I'm really okay, check it out. Everybody watch it.
I think it's been out for a couple of years. I believe it was produced
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm sure I've told you
about it. I thought
it
was like brand fucking new.
I think there's a season two. I don't know if I saw which season two. I watched season one like in like a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
I think it's produced by the same guy as Rami. I can't remember what his show was called. Which that show?
I think it was just called Rami.
That show was annoying. Did you watch that show?
Yeah, I couldn't get into it.
I just couldn't stand how he was this. Well, we don't have to get into Netflix. But.
Okay, I hear you.
Anyhow,
I hear you.
I think he's doing stand up comedy. You were asking if he's a stand-up comedian. I don't know if
storytelling.
I don't know if this is his first foray out as that, or I don't really know his history before Mo. But I imagine he was doing stand up before he did Mo.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's going to be great.
I'm going to tell you all about it afterwards.
But Maysoon, it's a week before your birthday, so.
I know.
So it's if people beginning. Wish you happy birthday, it's going to be very premature.
Yeah, but that's okay. Let's get going.
Okay, just get it started now,
just
folks.
Get it started.
We're get ahead it. Of it. Get ahead of it. Okay, Maysoon, I have an absolutely terrible, heartbreaking news.
Oh, God. What? Wait, I can't handle it. But go ahead.
I know. Gird your loins. There's not a
Let
game
me
night.
Unbutton
the
my
show
pants.
No. is okay.
Go ahead.
The show is called Game Night. It's the title of the show. No one's playing any fucking games.
They're not even gonna play a game.
Showing...
Will there be a program where you're playing games?
They're not gonna play jack shit.
Oh, teaser. The tease, the big
That's a
tease,
game tease,
Mag Gallery.
Big game tease, Mag Gallery. And let me tell you, they're open Thursday through Friday, 12 to 7, and Saturday through Sunday, 12 to 5.
Okay, cute.
They're also open by appointment. So get over there. This work looks pretty interesting. There's like sculptural work, paintings, a lot of freaky looking animals. Get over there to Mag Gallery.
Sweet.
Get your ass to the Castro.
Ass to the cast. True. I also
remember Mercury 20 Gallery.
Put like a little another group I would like to hear more from is Mama Ganoush.
Oh hell yeah, Mama Ganoush. Mama Ganoush is all over the map. I feel like every fucking protest or demonstration or whatever that I go to, Mama Ganoush is there.
I hope so. It's awesome.
Out of control.
They have an art collective of incredible, I believe, mostly Swana artists. And they are amazing.
Now, Swana is Southwest
Africa.
Wait, I've lost it. Southwest Asia, Northern Africa. Yes.
Excuse me.
Okay. That's for the Chicago people.
Okay. Chicago people know. They're not idiots. That is a major city, you know.
They don't know anything in that fucking hick ass country
town.
Shut
up. Don't even start.
I can't believe I said that.
Think Mama Ganoush also was like running a space where they were having, I don't know, they were doing all these amazing things, and I would like to, that's someone I would like to hear more from about what they're up to.
Palestinian drag queen, Mama Ganoush.
Amazing.
Okay, Maysoon. CCA is having their MFA show.
Else to talk about.
Okay, you gotta you gotta focus into this one because it's happening in the blink of an eye. Okay.
Okay.
Their second year graduate students are having their MFA thesis exhibitions from April 30th through May 17th. Okay.
Okay.
It's gonna be at the Wattis. Is it gonna be at the Wattis? Come on, focus in.
That's a small space for a grad show.
I know, but there's only like five students probably.
Oh, okay, they can do that.
Okay, it's in the Deborah and Kenneth Novak Gallery plus Wattis Institute.
Where's
the fuck
gallery?
Does that mean?
Where's Novak Gallery?
Yeah, what is that? What are they talking about?
Are they going to make us walk all over the city to see these shows?
Sweet Jesus. Okay, join us to experience the culminating work of CCA's second year MFA students. Maysoon, we have to go to this.
I actually want to go to this. I haven't been to an MFA show in a long time, and I feel bad about that.
Well, and there's hardly any left to even fucking go to.
God damn it. I know. Let's go to all of them this year.
We're barely hanging on, folks. We got to get out to UC. Okay, what do we got left? We got Stanford. We got UC Davis. We got Berkeley. We got CCA.
Yeah. Mills is done,
I can't
right?
go to Berkeley because I have too many people I can't be around.
No. You'll be fine. We're going to go to Berkeley.
Wear a disguise.
We don't need to go to the opening. We'll just go during regular show hours. No one's going to be there because no one goes to museums. Okay?
Look, pal, if I take my glasses off, nobody will know who I am.
How about SF State?
I'm dying. Okay, we should go to SF State. I love SF State.
I think they have lots of great students
honestly,
come out of SF State.
Much like Slash, yes. Much like Slash, I feel that SF State is kind of on the top right now.
I'm liking that.
Well, what do you think?
I think, yes. Okay, so we got CCA, SF State, BAM, PFA, Stanford. Who else? Oh, Davis? I don't know if I've ever been
to
Davis.
I have. It's good.
Should we take the Caltrain out there?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. That'd be so cute. We could have a little day trip
Maysoon,
out in farmland.
Look, we talk a big game, okay?
Well, yes, we do. That's
we
what
talk
we're
a
best
big
at.
Game.
Everyone who listens knows that
that's
about
true.
Us, Kate. Don't you worry.
I mean, that's what are we doing here if we're
this
not
is what
talking
they,
a big
this
game?
This is what they want to hear
This
from
is what
us.
They pay for. Hey, if you want to pay for this, you can go to congratulationspinetree.com and hit that donate button. We want to say a huge thank you to Jim Prosser and Anonymous, our sustaining donors, who we salute with both hands. And if you want to go ahead and give us
too.
Hands and feet, yep. If you want to go ahead and give us a call, do it at 419-351-6606, or you can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. We got to get off Gmail, Maysoon. We got to divest from Google.
There's another. What about Chris Duncan? And is he still doing his gallery? What's going on over there?
He's not got the gallery. You mean Land and Sea?
Yeah.
That shit's been over for 50 years,
I know, but every once in a while, he's putting together a show.
Yeah, he's putting books. He's putting books together. He's doing dinners. Chris Duncan is just on the scene.
Okay, so we got to get on his email list. I'm going to
email
vegan.
Chris. Email him.
He's vegan. Email him. Okay.
Go
Don't
for
send
it.
Any meat.
And he's pro-Palestine.
That I know.
As you know.
Okay,
look, Maysoon, we
got to
focus
on
in on this fucking CCA MFA thesis exhibition.
Why are we still talking about CCA?
Because I have to get the information to the people.
Okay, get it out.
We have to understand what the fuck the Deborah and Kenneth Novak Gallery is. Is that just
they
renamed
like
the Wattis? They've renamed the
Wattis. No, I thought you said that was a different location. It was two locations.
Well, it says Deborah and Kenneth Novak Gallery. Okay, I'm fucking looking it up.
And the Wattis is what you said. They didn't rebrand the fucking Wattis. Yes, and it says
Plus Wattis Institute.
Right, so that's the Wattis.
Ugh, I'm still sad about the Wattis movie.
I know. Let's not talk too much about it because we don't want them to feel bad about it.
No, we love you, Wattis. We love you, Wattis. I'm literally going to cry right now. This is why we feel sad about it. I'm going to fucking cry right now.
Don't be crying. Wattis is still
hanging in there. I'm about to fucking cry. Okay, listen up. The Deborah and Kenneth Novak Gallery is located at the heart of CCA's expanded campus, sandwiched between the shops and grad fine arts studios. It's a place for members of the CCA community to congregate, see work by students and faculty installed professionally, and learn the ins and outs of gallery operations.
Yeah, just be ready to give away all your information and get fucking in there. God, if I were aggressive, okay, so this is just another
gallery with the Wattis. It's not taking over the Wattis.
It's not taking over the Wattis. It's just like another gallery space.
It's just simply another gallery space, people. Yeah. You don't have to freak out about it. Wattis
isn't being taken over. They don't have any space to be taken over. They need what they have. Ugh. That's all they got.
Me soon. We mustn't say these things about Wattis. Wattis, we bow and we love and we absolutely center you in the conversation.
No, we don't need to center them, but we do cherish them. How about that?
No, I center them.
Okay, well, I don't center you, but I do cherish you very much.
Well, then you're marginalizing them, Maysoon?
I guess so. I
don't think that's okay. I don't think that's okay. If Diego Villalobos is listening to more this, than one, I want to say...
How many people can you center at once? Can we just discuss this for 1 second? Because when does a center no longer a center? You know what I mean? If you got 10 people in the center, there's no center anymore. It's a cluster.
Look, I'm saying we need to expand. We need to expand this space that we're tracking. Where's the center and where's the margin? Where's the center and where's the margin?
Are we expanding the center and contracting the margin? Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's going to be a lot of work. Whoa. Okay.
I'm okay with that. We need to be expansive.
Okay, everyone. So congratulations, Pine Tree is expanding our center. We want you to be part of it. I feel like we're doing a pledge drive right now.
you need to be in a mindset for the next 15 minutes.
Kate and I will talk to you as if you are. Oh my god! Children.
Do you remember growth mindset?
Growth mindset. That's us right now.
I haven't talked about growth mindset in so long.
I'm taking
everything
notes.
Really goes in trends. Okay, Maysoon, we got a hot news item here. Okay, focus hot up.
Picks.
Focus up. There is a show at BAM PFA. They have mounted a major retrospective of Teresa Hak Kyung Cha.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Did I see fucking Jennifer Gonzalez do a talk about her?
I sure don't.
Was that
know.
What she was talking about at Mills when that guy was fucking?
Wait, I didn't go to her talk at Mills.
You did. We went together, and that guy was fucking putting ice in a metal bucket
in the hallway, and I was freaking out because you could hear him.
Yes, do you remember that?
I briefly remember that. I'm just like, people, if you're making noise, if you're part of like the staff, you got to keep the doors closed and be quiet.
That was unbelievable. I think, okay, so that's kind of neither here nor there. Correct. But this is Cha's first retrospective in more than two decades, featuring lesser known and previously unseen works.
Cool.
Okay. It's going to be on view from April 3rd to motherfucking... Oh, no, it's been on view from January 17th, and it's going to close on April 26th. So you got to get your ass out there. Oh, we really got to get over there. This is absolutely red alert essential viewing. Okay, this is the largest exhibition to date dedicated to the art and life of Teresa Hak Kyung Cha.
Do we need to plan? What other shows are going on there? When does their MFA show open? Is it probably after the show comes down?
I don't know. May? Like, do we have to get there
and see everything all at once? Or do we just have to go 15 times to see everything?
This is it's impossible to know. It's absolutely impossible to know these answers.
Okay.
Nobody knows. Okay.
I don't even see it. I don't even see it on their website. Can you please
help
me?
This is from an email from our old friend. You know what you did, and I will never forget it.
Wait, what did do again? You probably can't talk about it on the website.
I fucking ran into talks at MOAD once, and I'm like, what are you doing here? What do you have to do with any of this? Anyhow, he was there, and he was like, so, are you still making work, like artwork?
He said that to you?
Basically, yeah. No, I mean, literally, yes, that is what he said.
Unacceptable.
And I was like, yeah, dude, that's rude. Like my main thing is being an artist.
What a weirdo. Why do people say shit like that?
And it's then so I made offensive. A video. Do you remember this video, cartoon video I made?
Yeah.
Where I was like, and it had a song to it.
I do now remember this. This is a little while ago, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. And it was like, if you see an artist while they're out and about, don't ask them if they still make art. Never do that. Don't ever do that.
Don't ever do that. Oh my God. Yeah,
you remember. You remember what's
can
up.
Can we include that link to the video in the underworld for this episode just so our listeners can really get a nice fresh viewing?
Yeah, it's one of my greatest works of all time, to be honest.
I need to also rewatch it. Okay, there's The Matrix Show closes on April 27th, as does there's the Sky Hapinka show is still up in April. So I think we could see a couple shows at once if we went to see this show before it closes. I'm just saying.
I agree with everything
you're
saying.
We can squeeze, sounds like maybe 3 or 4 shows in, and we might as well.
Okay, when do you want to go, Mason? We got to go.
Okay, are they open on Sunday? Sunday is kind of my best. Oh, I have dance class on Sunday. Dance class all the time.
Sunday's tough.
Sunday is tough. Saturday you can't do. Friday you can't do.
Isn't that terrible?
Well, no, it's okay.
We might need to do it independently. We might need to go separately.
Oh, so sad. But that's okay. We could still do it.
What you time think so? Are they?
Yeah, we can do it.
We got to do it on you know a Sunday. That's the only option.
I can
option.
Tell you when I'm going to go, and if you can go, great. And if not, well, that's fine.
Yes,
too.
I think that's the way to
They're
do it.
They're open until 7 on Sunday. Maybe we could do a Sunday early evening visit.
Hey, I'm all about it. We could get dinner.
Yeah.
Look, here's the deal.
Okay, let's figure it out. But off the
Born
podcast.
Born in Busan, South Korea.
Yes.
In 1951, Cha immigrated with her family to the Bay Area in 1964 and was deeply influenced by the avant-garde currents that were reshaping the region's art scene. Okay, she was a student at UC Berkeley.
Sweet.
She worked as an art handler and film usher at the Berkeley Art Museum and Pacific Film Archive. Since 1992, BAM PFA has been home to the Cha Collection and Archives, which were generously donated to the museum by Teresa Hak-Kyung Cha Memorial Foundation in the wake of her death.
When did she
People,
pass
you
away,
gotta get
Kate?
Over this. This is huge.
82. She died in 1982. 82. In New York City.
She fucking wrote Dicty.
What is that?
Okay. A hybrid novel poem that collages image and text.
Maybe we should read a piece from Dicty after we see the show or during our review of the show.
Wait, what do you want me to do? Do you have Dicty?
No, I don't. We could probably find something
online. We sell
online.
It. We might have a copy of it at all. Come on okay. by 2831A Mission Street.
Dicty. It's spelled as spelled like spelled. It's spelled D-I-C-T-E-E.
That's correct.
Oh, posthumously published. Wow. So that came out after she passed away.
Yes, this is what I'm saying. It's mysterious and interesting.
Best, she's
and
best known for her posthumously published book. Best
you say
known.
That or I say posthumously.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to say anything.
No, that's fine. I've heard it the other way.
No, I think you're right. I think I have historically said posthumously, but reading it for some reason, I'm saying it totally differently.
Well, you know, Jack Fisher's got to show up.
That's amazing. That's great. Who else has a show up?
Oh, you got
who I haven't thought
Montalvo's
about in a while.
Never ending program.
Frankel Gallery. I haven't thought about them in quite
some
time.
Oh, God. What is going on at Frankel Gallery?
They had a show recently that I really wanted to see, but they're so far off my radar that I completely missed it, which
Mason,
I was disappointed
we need
in.
To dedicate the time, dedicate the energy.
Are
we
you,
need cars.
Do you
want to
center
we need
Frankel?
Ferry boats.
Is that what's going on now?
We need fucking rickshaws.
What are you talking about now?
How we're going to get around to see all these fucking shows.
Speaking of rickshaws, Jimbo and I are going to go to the rickshaw stop this Saturday to see a band.
Oh, that's cool.
If people want to come out and celebrate my birthday with me, you're welcome to.
Wait, where
it's
is
like
it again?
Colombian rock psychedelia.
I love it.
It sounds really fun. The rickshaw
okay,
stop
wait,
is in Hayes Valley.
Hayes Valley. Okay. That's going to be another tough one. It's so tough to get at places.
Hayes Valley is just off the Civic Center BART line stop.
Maysoon, I have a personal crisis.
Okay. Did you need some
Once
advice?
Once again.
Or do you just need me once to listen
closely? Once again, I found myself embroiled in crisis.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Everyone I know is moving away.
Oh, fuck. That is a crisis. I really feel for you if that's true for you. I'm so sorry. What's going on? Who's moving?
What am I supposed to do with this?
You know what? I went through a phase of my life where a lot of my friends left the Bay Area back for where they were from. And it was a depressing time for me. I felt
well,
deeply
I just
sad.
Need to lock in. I need to lock in. I need to lock down. I can no longer invest any intimacy or togetherness.
That's not true.
With anybody who is not committed to staying here until they die.
No, don't say that. What about me? You're already
invested.
What
the hell? You're
me.
Not moving, you freak.
You're like, let me insult you really quick.
I have to.
Who's moving? Why are they doing that to you?
You're not allowed to move. Are you talking about moving? I'm so mad at you if you move.
I hate it here.
Why? You have a beautiful apartment.
I know.
You have beautiful cats.
They're
You've
so
got a
cute.
Great job. You've got great friends, mainly me. Okay.
I have a
You've
great
got
husband.
Fun. You've got lights. You've got music. You've got action in the city.
Wait, are you going to tell me who's moving or is this like a secret? Can you tell me anything about them? How close
okay,
are you to
I'll tell you right now, but it's all completely.
Is it secret? Don't you
yes,
dare.
Yes, got offered the job.
What? She's moving?
In Indy, a fucking Anna.
No.
The worst place on earth.
She's just going temporarily. She's not really moving. I mean, she cannot.
Nah, dude. What? She's fucking going to this tenure track job. She's going to fucking hunker down and become a Midwesterner.
Are you kidding? Really? Oh, no. That is
yeah, it's
that's
disgusting.
Tough.
It's disgusting.
Shit, Indiana. Come on.
I'm not going to fucking Indiana. I hate that place.
Yeah, you guys could meet in Chicago though.
Love Chicago. Couldn't that get could enough of it.
Yeah.
Actually, this is now a Chicago podcast.
Okay, great.
Okay. You got to go to Pizzeria Uno. You got to go to Pizzeria Due.
Oh, you got to go to Giordano's. That was always my favorite when I was growing up.
That's right. You got to see the Green Monster.
Who's the Green Monster?
See. Isn't that the big wall at the baseball stadium?
Oh, I don't know. Got me.
You got to ride the L.
Got to ride
the L. Over to fucking Second City.
Aww.
See some improv shows.
And is her partner, he's going to up and leave all of his stuff too? They're just both going to up and leave.
It sounds like it's going to be kind of, what do you
the
call it?
The reason why I asked that is because I've known multiple people where one partner got a job and they went abroad. The other partner stayed here and there was a lot of back and forth while they were figuring out their long-term plan.
Yeah, it seems like that's what's going to happen.
Okay. I think that's okay. That gives me hope that
it's
it might not
okay.
be.
It's completely unacceptable.
Okay, I'm just saying it gives me personally hope that it's not a permanent thing.
Okay.
But, you know, it's hard. The Bay Area.
And this is just one of about
73
people that I know that are moving.
Yeah, but this is the most important of the 73.
I mean, it's top
Let's
tier
be
for
real.
Sure.
It's pretty top
it's
tier.
It's top tier. It's a top tier situation.
It's a top tier person. Oh, are there really that many? Okay, what's going on with Conrad? Is he moving back to LA or is he going to stay here?
No, Conrad's good. Okay, good. I can't get into all the other people because some of it is I've been sworn to secrecy.
Okay. Anyone else you want to tell us about?
No, I can't.
Can you give me a sense
names.
Of where people are moving? Where are the jobs happening?
All over the map. Every direction. It's
LA,
like a fucking burst. It's
we got
like a
LA,
scattershot.
We got Seattle. We got Kansas City. We got Chicago. We got New York.
I'm
going
to bleep every single
Pennsylvania,
one
or what's the city in Pennsylvania? Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
How about
cities across the globe?
How about somewhere in Maine? What cities are in Maine?
Portland. Augusta.
Portland, Maine. Augusta, Maine. How about Boston?
Is Augusta one?
How about Princeton?
What's Wait, it hold up. Is Augusta a city
in
Maine?
I don't know. What do I care for? Care for.
What do I care for?
What do I care for?
Maysoon, we got to refocus on what
Are people
really
moving
matters
international?
In this
is what I really want to know. Are they moving out of the country for work? Because if so, I
can't
need them to
say.
Tell me how.
I can't say.
No, you have to
I
absolutely
be...
tell me. I am your close
secrecy.
Friend
Sorry.
Who needs to know these things. Really? Sorry?
I'm terribly sorry, but
I brought
it just
you special
can't
gifts from Japan, and that's all I get from you?
You did.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, but I am a good friend and I've been sworn to secrecy, my friend.
You tell me all of your secrets, so get over it once we stop recording.
This is how good of keeping a secret I am.
You're doing a great
Anybody who wants to tell me secrets, this is how ironclad.
Kate, my battery is about to freaking go. What do you think?
You got to be kidding me.
It's blinking.
Can you
low
find
battery.
Other batteries? You got to find other batteries.
We've already recorded 33 minutes. You think we're good?
No, because I have to cut a majority of this.
No, what was a great one? It was all awesome.
I think we've got about 5 usable minutes.
No, don't you dare.
I'm telling you.
You don't cut that much. Okay, keep talking. What else are we talking
about?
So much.
It's on the fucking editing room floor. Manoush Zamoradinia still has that show up, Spirit Gleaning at 500 Cap Street. It's up
Manoush
until April
5,000 19th. 5,000 events. Here we go talking.
The events
other.
Are
oh
never ending, but I do think they might have finally ended.
They might have come to an end.
But you can still get over there and see the show until April 19th.
That's a day after my birthday. Speaking of Manoush, Manoush is also an Aries. I want everyone to know.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
Her birthday might be April 16th. Shoot, I got to check my calendar.
We got to say happy birthday to Manoush.
Happy birthday to Manoush. I believe Leah Rosenberg is also an Aries.
We got an open call for our residency at Real Time and Space. And you can get in there, take a look, okay? If you go to Real Time and Space on Instagram or realtimeandspace.org, apply for the residency at Real Time and Space if you feel like it. And also, we're having a talk tonight. I'm going to edit this podcast tomorrow. And then if you hear it on Wednesday, April 9th, you can come out to Real Time and Space from 7 to 9. There's going to be talks with Madeline Aguilar and Bexia Yolk and Vivian Sming.
Oh,
of Sming Sming Books, the legend.
Sming Sming. Have we ever interviewed Sming Sming?
No, we got to have her on the show.
I'm writing it down. Sming Sming, we're coming for you.
We're coming for you.
Yay.
We also have workshops going on at RTS. You can find out all about it at realtimeandspace.org. Okay?
What else is happening?
Oh, I'm in a personal crisis because everybody's moving, and I need to get a firm commitment from you that you're not going to move ever.
You can't tell me everybody's moving and only tell me one. Well, that was a pretty important person. That's all I can handle right now, actually. Forget it.
Mason, you're really avoiding what I'm trying to do here.
Oh, I know.
Well, can you
I know.
Mason, are you planning to move right now?
I'm not planning anything. I don't know where the fuck to go.
Good, because there's nowhere to go. Mason, I'm not going to move.
Okay, I'm glad you're not moving. But if I move, you're going to come visit me. Whatever happened to Ireland? Can't you please go? What if I move to Ireland? You'll just move in with me. You, Katie, and the
cats. You're not going to move to Ireland.
I'm not going to move to Ireland. I know, but what if? Can't I talk about it at least?
I mean, keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive, exactly.
No, really, Mason. Can I just get like a 5-year commitment?
I can't commit to 5 years. It's too long.
Jesus Christ, why not?
I don't know. I could commit probably to 2 years.
Okay, that's 2 years. That's legally binding. You're committing to it right now, and that cannot be
Okay,
undone.
What is the day today? April 8th, 1995.
1996.
Uh-huh. 2 years from now, so 2027, correct?
Yeah, that's when my passport expires.
Okay, and so when it expires, you're getting on the plane with me.
Yeah, the day before it expires, we're getting out of here.
You're getting on a plane. It's going to be like, what's it, Thelma and Louise over here?
No, I don't want to fucking suicide.
No, we're not suiciding nothing. We're just getting out of Dodge.
Have you not seen Thelma and Louise?
I have seen it. Of course I've seen it.
Okay, well, we're not doing that. Come on.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me figure out some other comparison I can give you where you're not worried.
Where we run away and it's fun.
Exactly.
What's a fun movie where they run
how
away?
About, or, how about, like, can we be SpongeBob and Patrick or something stupid?
What? Patrick Stewart?
Patrick. The starfish.
In SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Rosie, come here.
Oh, we can
My
also
cat's
just be
meowing
our cat's
at me.
Friends.
She's violent. Kitty. Oh, hang on. Katie, it's 9:15. It's time to give Tomato his insulin.
We have to cherish our animals every minute we're alive.
Yeah. Complete cherishing.
Cherish.
That's where you do your mindfulness. You have to be completely present with these cats.
You know, when I actually meditate in the morning, sometimes I try to do a little 10-minute meditation, and Pickles will come and sit on my lap.
Yes, and you have to be, you have to participate in life with a completely clear and present mind.
Yeah, just like a cat.
Exactly.
They're present nonstop. Present.
Learn from the cats, folks. We're going to go ahead and say free Palestine. Free Palestine. And from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.